Here are your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm James Mason. United's bid to extend Odin Ighalo's loan has reportedly been dashed by parent club Shanghai Shenhua. The 30-year-old Nigeria international may have played his last game for United, with the Chinese Super League club standing firm on their demands that he returns at the end of his initial loan expiry and in time for the start of the new season. Meanwhile, United's bid to sign Borussia Dortmund star Jadon Sancho reportedly relies on their Champions League prospects. The Red Devils are considered favourites to land the in-demand attacker, despite last week's worrying financial results in the wake of the coronavirus crisis. According to reports, however, United have accepted that they will not be able to generate the funds to bring £100 million plus rated Sancho to the club unless they qualify for UEFA's flagship competition. That could hinge on bitter rivals Man City having their European ban upheld next month, with fifth place, United's current position, then likely to be enough for a spot in next term's Champions League group stage. The report suggests that without the £50 million payment received for playing in the competition, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's men will have to look elsewhere for a cheaper alternative. And finally, Real Madrid and Paris Saint-Germain reportedly remain potential destinations for Manchester United midfielder Paul Pogba. Since last June, Pogba has been heavily linked with a move away from Old Trafford, leading to speculation about a switch to Real or Juventus. The latter, Pogba's former club, are now regarded as the favourites to re-sign the World Cup winner, providing that they can include at least one player in part exchange. However, reports suggest that Real and PSG could still decide to enter the race for the playmaker over the coming months. That's all for now. We'll have more later.